To London Christian Fellowship's dedication service. It will consist of two parts, really. The first part will be dedicating our new building to the Lord in prayer. The heart of this service will be seven prayers from the various departments of the church for the building, for the youth, for its children, its fellowship, community, ministry, for the congregation itself. That's the heart of our service. After that, we want to make a couple of public recognitions of people who have helped us with this project. But to begin with a call to worship, could we have a call to worship here? May I ask you to stand? I'll read the light print, if you'll read the yellow print. And first of all, though, take a moment, clear your mind, put yourself in an attitude of worship. When the first Christian martyr, Stephen, was on trial, he told the jury, "The Most High does not dwell in houses made by human hands. As the prophet says,
Heaven is my throne, and the earth is the footstool of my feet.
What kind of house will you build for me, says the Lord, or what place is there for my repose? Later, Paul said to unbelievers in Athens, What therefore you worship in ignorance, that I proclaim to you.
The God who made the world and all things in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, neither is he served by human hands. As though he needed anything,
since he himself gives to all life, breath, and all things. Thank you. Would you please be seated? There's an irony in our efforts to dedicate what we have or what we have accomplished to God. As the Bible says in another context, what do you have that you did not receive? Or perhaps in another context from James, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. God gives us gifts. We have nothing. We have nothing, starting with life itself, nothing that doesn't come from the hand of God. And what's more, he doesn't need any of it back. He gives, we receive. He has given, we have received. This is one of the most basic Christian declarations. At the same time, though, it becomes our delight to give in turn, to be open-handed with what he has given us, with others, to take what he has given and said, here, please, show us the way in which we can use your gift that you gave us to bless others. And when we dedicate this building in prayer today, that's all we really want to say as a fellowship. You gave us this, and now we want to dedicate it to the purposes that you think are worthy. And to do that, we, of course, ask the Lord to bless us with the ability, but we want to also just say, blessed are you, Lord, our God, ruler of the universe. Thank you for what you've given. God will owe us nothing in return once we have done this. And our dedication of this building is undoubtedly going to have its own weaknesses. That's made of frail human commitments. We dedicate this building and we say, save us from our own moments of weaknesses. Help us to remember the commitments we made this day when we were being idealistic. Help us to remember always this building was the Lord's gift to us. And then we tried in a very limited way to make it our gift back to him. Places matter in religion, in faith. Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered in his name, I will be there. But where they gathered and what they experienced there, this matters to us. Those places where our life finds spiritual focus, sharp focus, are important to us. It's been that way from the beginning. It's part of human nature. Jacob, fleeing from his brother Esau, slept in such a place. He had to recognize it. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So early in the morning, Jacob took the stone that he had put under his head, set it up for a pillar, and poured oil on top of it. He called the name of that place Bethel. The first tabernacle, you'll remember, in the book of Exodus became the very center of Jewish religious identity. For the cloud of the Lord was on the tabernacle by day, and fire was in it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. It's the center of their religious life. Later, the temple in Jerusalem would take its place. 1 Kings, we have Solomon saying, "The Lord has said that he would dwell in thick darkness. I have indeed built you an exalted house, a place for you to dwell forever." But those of you who are Bible readers know it can be perverse. These places aren't to become our focus. It's only the spiritual life they support or represent that matters. The prophet Jeremiah told the people in his day, "You've gotten it all wrong. Do not trust in these deceptive words. This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. For if you truly amend your ways and your deeds, if you truly execute justice one with one another, if you do not oppress the sojourner, the fatherless, or the widow, or shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not go after other gods to your own harm, then I will let you dwell in this place, in the land that I gave of old to your fathers forever." They didn't heed his advice, you'll know. That temple was destroyed. When a new temple was built after the exile in Babylonia, Ezra talks about its establishment. But many of the priests and Levites, heads of the fathers' houses, old men who had seen the first house, wept with a loud voice when they saw the foundation of this house being laid, though many shouted aloud for joy. So the people could not distinguish the sound of the joyful shout from the sound of the people's weeping. Well, in time, that temple would get a serious makeover. Herod would do it, King Herod, not long before the time of Jesus. But Jesus would walk through those temple grounds and say of this glorious renovation, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." There's a lot of warning in the Bible. As we dedicate our building, let us remember it's a tool. It's here to serve us, and it was a gift. It is where the church meets, but it's not the church itself. Peter reminds us, "You yourselves are like living stones being built up into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood and offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." As we dedicate this building in prayer, let us remember a time is coming when we might not at all need a house of worship, because we will interact with God intimately and more directly. In Revelation, John reported, "And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord, the God Almighty, the Lamb." The heart of our dedication service will be seven prayers from the different departments of the church. I'd like to call those who are praying up to this microphone here, and I'd like to ask all of you to stand, and they will lead you each in a prayer for their various aspects of it. Those of you who are praying, please get up and come forward to that microphone there. Go ahead. Bob, will you pray first for the building? I'll call each of you to prayer. So once again, take a moment, settle your mind, focus on the Lord. Bob.
Blessed are you, O Lord and God, and blessed are the people whom you love and care for. We stand before you today for the purpose of dedicating this building to you and to your service. We acknowledge that you are not confined by brick or stone or steel. You do not dwell in this building, but in the hearts of those who call you Father. May this congregation of believers use this building to spread the good news that the Creator of the universe has come down from his heavenly throne to take on the form of a man, and allowed himself to be sacrificed to pay the debt owed as a result of man's disobedience, so that God and man can once again be in fellowship, not only on earth, but for all eternity. May our hearts, our eyes, and ears be sensitive to your leading and to the gifts of service given to us by your grace. And may our hands and feet be quick to answer the call.
May this building and congregation be a tool in your hand to win the hearts, minds, and souls of London and Greater Madison County. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Andrew, will you dedicate the building to the Lord from the youth?
Lord, we recognize your grace and your blessing on London Christian Fellowship, and we just ask that through all things you would guide the youth, and we just pray, Lord, that whatever you have set forth for them, whatever missions, whatever calling there is in their hearts, we pray that now is the time that you would spark that fire and raise the excitement. Lord, we just pray that you would keep us and all the youth here at LCF away from temptation of peers and youthful struggles, Lord. Lord, we recognize that you watch us and you guide us and you control us, and we just pray that you would do that abundantly in our lives now as we set this building foundation of faith for you, Lord. Lord, I pray you would just help us youth to just walk the narrow path and to stray away from our peers and the secular beliefs in society. Lord, we recognize that you hold control of our lives and this church, and we pray that through the youth that you would start many new churches, Lord. We thank you for your love and your grace and your guidance, Lord. We ask you to just please watch over the youth at London Christian Fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Becky Hostetler will dedicate the building to the Lord for the children of the church.
Our Lord and God of London Christian Fellowship, we thank you for each of the children in this congregation. And Lord, we know how you love the children. I pray for each of us who serve as nursery workers, Sunday school and children's church teachers, junior youth and youth leaders. I pray that we would accurately and lovingly and creatively present truths from your word, truths that will guide our children into lifelong relationships with Jesus. Because we know that accepting your gift of salvation is the most important decision that a person will ever make. Thank you for this awesome privilege of working with children. And by your grace, we pray that you would use this building to further London Christian Fellowship's ministry to children.
For this fellowship that takes place here, we've asked Abraham to lead us in a prayer.
Loving Father, I want to thank you for this building and the facilities that are in it. We recognize that fellowship is your way of glorifying Christ and also an indispensable means of accomplishing the God-given purpose of the church. We thank you that this facility is meant to help promote and enhance fellowship with you among ourselves and with the outsiders. Dear Father, we ask you to bless all the meetings that the fellowship team will be having here, to plan for activities that will help to enhance fellowship in this church. May the social activities held in this building bring honor and glory to you as people are drawn closer to you. May the social events held here, be they weddings, bridal showers, games, plays, skits, potlucks, brunches, Easter breakfasts, Monday, Thursday meals, family Christmas breakfasts, and other such fellowship meals, may all these draw men and women closer to you. May events and functions held here be points of contact for people's lives to be rejuvenated, refreshed, and re-energized for the glory of your name. May the fellowship activities held here be used by your Spirit to draw men and women into a deeper relationship with you and your Son, Jesus Christ. May the social events held here help to make connections that will bring unchurched friends into the church and into the knowledge of you. May every activity planned by the fellowship team, whether taking place in this building or outside, help to enhance fellowship and the opportunities for making connections for the furtherance of your gospel. With your help, Lord, we want to use our new building and its facilities to see enhanced fellowship whereby people come to Christ and mature in faith and faithfulness.
Our lead pastor, Rob Swartz, will be dedicating the building to our outreach to the community.
Dear Lord, we ask that you would use this building to shine the love of Jesus into our community. Lord, we desire to see it used for the advancement of the gospel and to reach out to the needs of the people that live in London and the surrounding area. Father, we ask that you would give us wisdom as to how to meet the various needs, from the youth and children in our community to the older generations. How are we to minister to them? We ask that you would show us. How can we use this facility, Lord, to reach the needs in this community? We pray also for the ones who have special needs, Lord. How can we reach out to them? Show us how to practically show your love to them. Show us how we can meet the needs and touch the lives of those outside our congregation with the practical love of Jesus. And Father, we ask that this place might be a beacon of hope and of love. Bring people through these doors who are seeking you, and may we be faithful in caring for them and sharing life with them. May this place also be a sending place, where you're encouraged and challenged, and where each believer goes out from here to minister to others, not only in this community, but around the world. May the gospel be faithfully proclaimed inside these walls and outside these walls as we hold out the word of truth. By your grace, we want to use our new building to shine the love of Jesus into our community and into the world. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Join me in a prayer for all the pastoral ministry that takes place in our new building. Our Lord and our God, the God of ministry at London Christian Fellowship, we want this building to be a place of ministry where your word is preached faithfully, where your counsel is sound. Please bless the ministers who minister here. You've given us a good place, a base of operations, a resource for ministry. May those of us who pastor here now and those who come after us have grace to concentrate on souls and not budgets. May we be creative as we use this building in our ministry for you. With your help, we dedicate this building to our pastoral ministry in you. May the new building serve us. May we never serve the new building. May those who hear your word preached here hear your word faithfully proclaimed and never be hindered by problems or blessings connected to a mere building. Amen. Many of you aren't part of our congregation, but I hope you'll be happy to join us in a congregational prayer then. It should be on a line behind us, and why don't we pray that together? Our Lord and God of London Christian Fellowship, each of us wants to dedicate this building to you and your purposes. It was your gift to us, but now we declare that it is your building. Help us to use it for you, to be generous with it, to be creative with it, to come into it with faith and joy, to come here committed to you and one another in love. Buildings won't hold people together who can't love one another. May we always come here with hearts full of love for you and each other. May we always come here seeking you and your will. Please make this a place of healing, light, and true fellowship for us. With your help, we want to use our new building for you. Amen. You may be seated, and I was remiss. I skipped a song, so I have a worship team who's ready to, I think, bless us with two songs, right, if you're willing. My apologies. Sorry.
I think Ruben just did that because I messed up the Easter time a couple weeks ago. So he's just trying to pay me back. But I was going to get him in anyway, so. All right. Would you stand with me for, I wanted to stand with me, if you would, for this song. This is kind of an old chorus that I remember singing in the other building. And so maybe you remember singing it years back. Maybe you still sing it. But I was thinking of this song. I thought it would be a good one to start as we celebrate what the Lord has done for us. And you have to clap. So I'm playing guitar, so I can't do that. So you're going to have to help me out there, right? I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad, he hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. Amen. This next song is one that we sang at Easter, and Ruben said, we need some celebratory songs, and this is just one of my favorites, I'll have to admit, of celebrating. I mean, it goes beyond what this building is. It goes back to the fact that our Redeemer lives. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So if you would celebrate with us in the fact that our Redeemer lives.
I know he rescued my soul. His blood has covered my sin. I believe. My shame he's taken away. My pain is healed in his name. I believe. I'll raise a banner. My Lord has conquered the grave. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. I know he rescued my soul. His blood has covered my sin. I believe. My shame he's taken away. My pain is healed in his name. I believe. I'll raise a banner. My Lord has conquered the grave. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. You lift my burden. I'll rise with you. I'm dancing on this mountaintop to see your kingdom come. my Redeemer lives. 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 My Redeemer lives.
Amen.
Recognition part of the service, I went looking for some quotes on gratitude. My favorite one came from Aesop. He said, "Gratitude is the sign of noble souls." Another quote, one that's a bit sobering, comes from G.K. Chesterton. He said, "When it comes to life, the critical thing is whether you take things for granted or take them with gratitude." Here at LCF, we don't want to take things for granted. We want to be noble souls. In a project this big, there are many people to thank. One way we're trying to thank people and give them recognition is by listing their names in the bulletin, which you can look at now. These are people who made significant contributions. And while you're looking that over, we're going to ask the Expansion Task Force to please come to the stage, because we would especially like to honor you today. So that would be Richard Troyer, and Phyllis Swartz, and Kevin Duncan, and Bob Zachrich, and Levi Miller. Come on up. While they're coming, I'm gonna tell you a little bit about who they are and what they did. Richard Troyer is the leader. That's Richard. Okay. Levi, where are you? Here comes Levi, is the volunteer in chief. Phyllis Swartz, I like to think of Phyllis as our aesthetics architect, and I would like you to ask her about the window in the fellowship hall if you have a chance during the open house part. We have Bob Zachrich. I think of Bob as the, I hope he doesn't mind this, this is Bob, the cheerful voice of good business sense, and also the architect of the welcoming table at the entrance of the church. Okay, and Kevin Duncan. Kevin, among other things, built a table that is now in our library. It's a big conference table. You can see it up there. It is built, you're already clapping. This is a good group. It was built with funds from the Memorial Fund for Charlie Gregg, who was with us, and we loved him dearly, and he is not with us any longer. He passed away in 2011. Charlie loved to work together with people to get things done, and the Expansion Task Force thought this would be a good way to honor his memory, because we hope that we will be working together around that table to get a lot of things done. A little bit of background. The Expansion Task Force was formed 7 years ago, in April 2006. They have worked long and hard over these past 7 years, and their work has brought us to this day. There is no way that we can adequately repay them for all that they've done. However, in honor of all they've invested in this project, we put together a photo book of the entire building project, and we're dedicating the book to them. I would like to read the dedication. This book is dedicated to the LCF Expansion Team for the wonderful job they did in guiding London Christian Fellowship through the expansion process for our new church building from April 2006 to March 2013. Thank you, for giving so generously of your time, energy, and wisdom, and for doing it with such grace. We're going to be giving a copy of this book to Richard as the leader of the team, but not until after the open house, Richard, because we want to leave this copy and a copy we're going to have in the library for good out on the conference table so that during the open house you can come and look through the pictures and see what all went into this. We have a gift certificate for each person on the expansion team. It's to a restaurant that we hope they will enjoy. I'm going to do that now. Richard Troyer. Levi Miller. Phyllis Swartz. Bob Zachrich. Kevin Duncan. Big hand for all of them. He doesn't look real happy about that. But we felt it was really important to recognize Levi Miller. He went above and beyond the call of duty. He spent many hours here at the church organizing and doing all kinds of things. But especially, he organized the painting of the entire church. Those of you who can do square footage in your head, look at this. It's a lot of painting, and he spent many, many hours painting himself. Levi? We have a special award for you, and I want you to open it so everyone can see. What do you think? The golden paintbrush. Okay. Richard carried the weight of leadership, and he carried it very well. Richard, you never complained, at least out loud to us, okay? But we know that you gave sacrificially of your time and your resources. We know that it cost you something to get this job done. We know, too, that God will reward you in ways we can't even imagine, but right here and right now, I'm getting emotional. We would also like to publicly honor you and recognize you for all you've done. Thank you so much. Well done. Very well done. We ought to recognize his wife, too, Robin, because she had to be your support person, and you'll be able to have fun with her with that gift, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you. You're welcome. Last, we'd like to talk about the company that built this church. The Expansion Task Force chose the Weaver Construction Company out of Worcester, Ohio. We have not regretted that choice. I'd like to give recognition to Mike Eberle, the project manager. Mike, are you here? Looking around. There you are. Can you come on up here? Okay. As he's coming up on stage, I'd like Ron Wenger, the president of the company, to stand, please, just so we can give him a hand. Thank you. Ron, you're doing something right. You made it really easy for us to work with your company. Thank you. Come on up, Mike. The team worked very closely with Mike for these last 9 months. He apparently, according to all reports, was wonderful to work with. Let's see what I heard about him. Dependable, trustworthy, hard worker, kept the ball rolling, did an excellent job in getting the entire project done on time, and here's the kicker, under budget. So, woo! Good job, and you're welcome, thank you. All right, we're going to close the service with another song.
If you would stand again with me. This song that we're singing here talks about the idea of hearts turning to the Lord, broken lives being made new, finding strength in the presence of the Lord, having our fears washed away in the presence of the Lord. And that is our desire, that whatever happens here, that the Lord would minister to each person that comes through these doors. The Lord would minister to people in our community through the people of this church. And so as we sing this song, I hope you would think about the words that you're singing. This is what we expect to see happening in this congregation and in our community. Praise is rising, eyes are turning to you. We turn to you. Hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for you. We long for you. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us. You're worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna. Come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hear the sound of hearts returning to you. We turn to you. In your kingdom, broken lives are made new. You make us new. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us. Worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna. Come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Amen. Before we dismiss you, I would also just like to recognize, I see a lot of faces out there from the community of people that have supported us and supported me personally, and it means so much to have you here with us today. So thank you so much. For
cookies out in the kitchen. You'll have to investigate for yourself, though. Please open doors, investigate nooks and crannies. You won't find any skeletons in our closet. They're all brand new. I was looking for a real simple benediction to send you on your way, and this seemed to be the appropriate one from Revelation chapter 19, verse 9. Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. Welcome. Bless you.